Testing 1, 2. Hello, does this work? Yeah, it works. Everything works, alhamdulillah. So, wow. We're on our 97th episode, alhamdulillah. And it's just been a fantastic journey so far. And we're doing the countdown to our 100th episode soon, inshallah. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be fantastic, and we're going to do a live show for the 100th episode. So, you know, we're also going to do a competition, inshallah. I'm really looking forward to doing that with you guys. We will most likely do a live on TikTok, inshallah, and just kind of give people the opportunity to take part in that competition. What I'm looking to do is to set up like a hamper or a gift box full of goodies. So if you would like to be a part of that competition, make sure you do join. And inshallah, we're going to do some videos, lots of videos on this particular topic, just to get you guys excited. And we'll let you know the schedule in due course, inshallah. So yeah, right now it's Saturday morning. The house is peaceful and quiet. I have my coffee in my hand. I'm looking out the window and we have just a bit of snow kind of like touched the surface. It's been reasonably cold over the past few days, I would say. And I've been really busy working on a couple of houses, and that's why I've not really been on here and also on TikTok. My activity has been very less, so I thought I'd come here and just do a quick solo podcast and just to kind of keep you guys up to date with what's going on in my life. And alhamdulillah, I'm starting to empty out the garage at the back of my house, and that's going to be my new podcast studio, inshallah, this year. I'm really excited to bring you some great lineup for this year, so make sure you do stay tuned and keep an eye out for the live updates on TikTok or Instagram and also YouTube. We're going to bring in a lot of activity through YouTube, especially videos to kind of keep you on your toes and keep you excited. There's going to be a lot of motivational and inspirational videos that are going to be kind of linked to the podcast that I'm going to be submitting, inshallah. So do stay tuned for that. It's going to be fantastic. So, and what else has been going on? And a lot of things have been happening, I would say. Like, just trying to get things going with the podcast itself. I recently announced that, inshallah, we are going to become a marketing company. And that way, we're doing a massive push for helping businesses to showcase their products or services on our show. So, as mentioned before, if you have a business proposition or something new that you're working on, maybe something that you're trying to get out there, you know, make sure you do contact us. And, you know, you can come on the show, you can talk about what you're working on or what you've already worked on and it's already in place. And that way, you know, the whole world can get to know this fantastic service or product that you're trying to provide or get out there. I think it's a perfect opportunity for a small startup, especially if you're kind of, you know, still learning the ropes, or you know, you're in year one. And, you know, like with businesses, especially with year one and year two, that's where your graft takes place. You know, you're working tirelessly to make sure that things are working out. And it takes a lot of perseverance, a lot of patience to get your business up and running. Sometimes you might take a loss here and there, you know what I mean? But that's what business is all about. You know, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. The other big push that we're going to be making this year is MindFlex. So keep an eye out for that. MindFlex is going to be all about focus, discipline, changing your mindset, especially when it comes to working on your goals. I've got a really exciting course that's going to be part of that, so I will keep you posted on that as well, inshallah. And honestly, there's some great things that are going to be happening this year, so do stay tuned with us. We're going to be doing a lot of competitions. We're going to be doing a lot of events as well. We want to get out there. Like I said, there's going to be some road shows as well. The live events are always going to take place on TikTok most of the time. We may also do some YouTube live as well, because you know, that's starting to pick up now, inshallah. And like I said, it's all going to be about trying to get your business out there, give you that online presence. You're going to have a fantastic package that is going to be offered to you, you know, in fact a few packages to help you and your business needs. So do stay tuned for that, inshallah. Wow, so this weekend, you know, I've fallen onto the weekend now. It's going to be productive. I've not really had too much time to focus on, you know, other things apart from, you know, like work on some houses. You know, I do, like, in my spare time, I do some remodeling. Well, as best as I can. I feel like everyone needs a plan B, especially when it comes to working. So, like, you know, if you or your wife work, or only one person works, you gotta have a plan B just in case something happens to that person's job. Or, you know, with the current climate, what's going on, anything is possible, anything could happen. So you gotta kind of have that mindset where, look, if one of us loses our jobs, or if I lose my job, where do I stand? Where is that money coming from? Because you got to pay the bills somehow. And, you know, there's no point just focusing or depending on government help. I get it. I mean, there are some benefits, you know, that you're able to apply for when you're out of work and stuff like that. But I always tell myself, I don't want to get too used to applying for welfare or benefits, because you get lazy, you know. And I've always worked, I've literally worked all my life. And, you know, I remember when first few years of applying for that, like, unemployment benefit, I hated it. You know, you had to stand in this line, all these people who are also out of work. And I don't know, I just feel like it's degrading for you, you know, as a person. That's why I was like, no, you know, this kind of standing in this line with all these people who have no jobs, you know, in the same situation as me, gave me that extra push to keep applying for jobs. And alhamdulillah, you know, I worked my way up into the IT field. I've always liked computers. And alhamdulillah, you know, I've been in quite a few companies. I didn't really jump around that much from company to company. I like to be loyal with, you know, who looks after me and I look after them. You know, it's got to be a good relationship between the company that you work for. I work for a hospital right now, and alhamdulillah, it's really nice. And I guess working for a company is good, alhamdulillah, you know, if it has it, if they have good benefits, etc. Like I said, always have a plan B. You got to hustle, you got to grind, you got to work on things that you're excited about. You know, sometimes you might be in a job that isn't your passion, but while you're working in there, while you're earning money, you know, work on the side as, like, something that you're very passionate about. Work on that, and even if it's like a few hours here and there, you know, you're setting that standard, that's, you know, milestone to get yourself to where you want to be one day, inshallah. That's what life goals are all about. Like, if you think about it, if you're in a job non-stop and you just worked day in, day out, came home, got tired, went to sleep, got up, went back to work, you know, you're not really making time for the things that you really enjoy, you know. So work, of course, you know, make that earned living, but don't forget that you are excited about something, you will be excited about something, and that's something you want to work on, and inshallah, make it come to reality instead of just, I wish I had this, or I wish I had that. You know what I'm saying? You got to work on your goals. Yeah, took a bit of a break there. Coffee definitely makes you dehydrated. I had to get some water and just try and get my mouth to stop going dry. So anyway, what was I saying? Life goals. Seriously, you know, you really, really want to make something of this life. You know, don't forget to turn to Allah. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you everything that is good for you and beneficial for you. And, you know, don't make any conversation in a point where you're not mentioning Allah, you know. Mention Allah in your conversations. I had to check myself there because I kind of looked back at some of the few minutes that I just talked about. And, you know, although I did say Alhamdulillah, you know, I wanted to make sure I could put it in there officially that, you know, Allah is the reason why we are able to do things. I want you to listen to this, and this is from chapter 59, and it's towards the end, Surah Al-Hashr, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. And this means, He is Allah, other than whom there is no deity, knower of the unseen, and the witnessed. He is the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. He is Allah, other than whom there is no deity, the sovereign, the pure, the perfection, the bestower of faith, the overseer, the exalted in might, the compeller, the superior. Exalted is Allah above whatever they associate with Him. And the last verse reads, He is Allah, the creator, the inventor, the fashioner. To Him belong the best names. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth is exalting Him. And He is the exalted in might, the wise. And I just wanted to kind of emphasize the fact that these few verses, how they describe Allah in that sense, like He's the creator, the inventor, the fashioner, He provides for each and every one of us. And the best way to get to know Allah, our creator, is through His names and, you know, attributes. And that way you can draw yourself closer to Him. So every now and then, just, you know, take out that book that I'm sure you have at home that's sitting on the shelf, 99 Names of Allah, and get to know the meanings. And that way it kind of makes you feel more connected to Allah, you know. So like I said, when you're working on your life goals, when you're working on anything, you know, you're trying to better your life, do not forget to turn to Allah and ask from Allah. And, you know, like I said, I'm really looking forward to these next few episodes on the countdown to the 100th episode. Do stay tuned. I'm going to keep this very brief, and, you know, that way when we do the countdown, keep an eye on the videos, keep an eye on the podcasts, and inshallah we can get you in on that competition. So the competition is actually going to be starting as of today, and what we're doing as part of that is I would like anyone out there to send me a poem. This poem could be related to your life, it could be an experience, it could be something that happened when you reverted into Islam, it could be something that maybe you were lost in your faith and you somehow revived it, or, you know, came back into the light from your dark days. It could be absolutely anything. It could be something random, but, you know, let's try and keep it Islamic related, and that way, you know, we can share your story, your poem via a podcast or the live show. So inshallah, you know, this, you know, like I said, the competition starts today, and, you know, I will make that official announcement on TikTok, and then that way when we get the last few episodes in, and then when it gets to the 100th episode, we will announce the winner, inshallah. So how do you apply to take part in this competition. All you do is make sure you subscribe to my YouTube, my TikTok, and my Instagram pages. Make sure you follow those 100% and share them out there as well to at least 5 people. And, you know, that will give you an entrance into the competition. And as part of that, you will also have to join the live on TikTok as well. Once I do that for my 100th episode, you need to be there in order for me to give you the announcement. Or, you know, let's say if you've won and you're not on the live, then I'm just going to move on to the next person. So you've got to be on the live. What I'll also try to do on the day is do a live on YouTube as well as TikTok. That way people are aware that it's on both platforms, inshallah. We're going to try and make it as fair as possible. So like I said, you know, get your poems in. You can apply to maybe just like send me the poem to info@themuslimexperience.com. The email is info@themuslimexperience.com. Get applying, get writing, be creative with your poem. It's got to be, I would say, it can't be too short. It can't be too long. So I'm going to say, here we go. Let me just think of the amount of words that you got to write. 1 second. It's got to be a minimum of 500 words and a maximum of 1,000 words. All right, so that's what I'm thinking. That's probably safe to say. So minimum 500 words and maximum 1,000, okay? So yeah, get writing, get your creative hats on and send me your poem, all right? Let's do this, inshallah. And like I said, we're going to do the TikTok live and the YouTube live and we will announce the winner on the 100th episode. The winner will get a box of goodies. You may even get some merchandise. Who knows if I get those delivered quick enough. And so, yeah, inshallah, I'll keep you posted on the videos. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.